Data shows that South Australia still lags behind other mainland states and territories in addressing digital disadvantage. The 2017 Australian Digital Inclusion Index, published by RMIT University, was launched last week in Melbourne. It measures 8 aspects of digital inclusion, giving each of them a score out of 100. Julian Thomas is Professor of Media and Communications at RMIT University and is the author of the index. And he joined me for a chat and starts off here by explaining the focus of this year's report.
The focus for us in the second year was really to track the trends in digital inclusion that we can see emerging in Australia over what's now the last 4 years. So we're starting to get a much better sense of those things as we get more data. We're particularly concerned, of course, to track some issues that we saw emerging with the first report, particularly the issue around affordability, which we saw as only one of the elements of the index that in our first report we could see was actually declining over time. So we were very concerned to see what was going on. And we were also, of course, interested to see how Australia's different regions and states were travelling, given that the first report showed very big differences between those different states, with big gaps between the highest states and territories for digital inclusion and those which were behind.
And can you tell me a little bit about what has changed since the last index and what has stayed the same?
Well, some things have changed and some things haven't. I guess that is what's interesting. So, for example, when we look at the relative performance of states and territories for digital inclusion, that really hasn't changed in the last year. So in relation to South Australia, which we were concerned last year was tracking second last, just above Tasmania, among all our states and territories. So that hasn't changed, but South Australia has improved in other respects. But what we are seeing is that access to the internet, the amount of data that people are accessed to, is improving. That's a good thing. We can see that what we call digital ability is also improving over time. But what's concerning us is still this issue of affordability, because it's still not back to where it was when we actually started looking at this, when our data begins 2014. And when we look at South Australia and we think about, well, what are the big gaps between Australia and the rest of Australia, what we find is that it's largely about affordability. It's not so much about digital capability, confidence, skills, what people can do online, not so much about access, but unfortunately it's all about this affordability problem.
You did mention before that South Australia has improved a little bit. In what areas? How has SA improved?
It's improved considerably in those areas of digital ability and access. Affordability has improved just a little bit. So we can see South Australia is improving. It's still somewhere behind the other states and territories. But unlike Tasmania, it's actually travelling in the right direction from our point of view. South Australians are clearly increasingly digitally included, but we've got to look at this question of affordability, because clearly South Australians are spending an increasing proportion of their household incomes on internet access, and that's going to be a problem, because when we look at which South Australians are the least included, we find that they're lowest income households and older South Australians, especially those over 65, who tend to have less disposable or discretionary income as well.
And do we have an understanding of why South Australians are paying more?
Well, I think it is related to income. What we're talking about is that in relation to affordability, what we find is that the cost of data is actually declining. But as I was saying, the point is, as a proportion of income growing, and that's because people are using more and more data. So it's not the same as the problem we face with something like electricity, where demand is flat but prices are increasing dramatically. It's almost the opposite of that. What we find is prices are actually falling for data, but our demand is growing. The internet is more and more essential for all of us, for basic access to government services, to information about health, to education, to access to the labour market, all of those kinds of things. So people are willing and prepared to spend quite a lot on making sure they have good access to the internet. But the problem is when we're talking about people on low incomes, that's becoming an increasing proportion of their income. Now, the reason why in South Australia we think affordability is a particular issue here is because income generally in South Australia are a bit lower than they are in the rest of Australia.
A SACOS analysis of recent census data shows as a whole South Australia has lagged behind the national average in online connectivity, and the Premier's electorate of Cheltenham has the lowest rate of households accessing the internet in Adelaide. Does this come as a surprise to you?
Not really. I think we've seen a pattern for a while where digital inclusion and participation, activity online in South Australia is somewhere behind the rest of the country. So we really do need to do something about that.
When we last spoke to you, Julian, you mentioned you wanted to make the index more user-friendly. Do you think you've been able to do this a bit more this time around?
Well, I hope so. We're continuing to work. The reports are available on the website in accessible form and as a PDF as well, and we've made the whole data set accessible there as well, and we're also looking at other options for trying to make the data as usable as possible for people.
Did you use the same form of mapping and data retrieval this time around?
Yes, that's right. So it's all consistent with the data we've collected before, and that gives us a pretty strong base. And so what we're doing is really adding to the detail in our reporting and trying to make it more and more accessible.
What are the next steps for the index? I know last time you did mention that you need to put out indexes regularly because you need accurate representation of what's happening. When's the next one due out?
What we're doing is releasing the new index data every year, and that I think is really important for us to get a handle on how this issue is evolving over time. That's the key thing. The other thing that we're doing is going in and looking at a bit more detail at particular groups of people. The index is a fantastic tool because it enables us to look at specific communities in particular places, people who we find are accessing the internet, for example, in particular ways. So the index has shown us, for instance, something we weren't really aware of before, which is the very substantial number of Australians who only use mobile devices to access the internet. This is more than one in five of us. And what we find is that for that group, digital inclusion scores, digital capacity and skills, affordability are all much more of an issue than they are for the rest of the community. So the Digital Inclusion Index is proving pretty useful in terms of identifying needs, identifying particular communities where we can act and to help shape and guide the development of digital inclusion strategies at sort of state and local and national level.
Julian Thomas, Professor of Media and Communications at RMIT University and also the author of the index. For more information about the index, head to digitalinclusionindex.org.au.